We are encouraged to have you with us for this broadcast. We want to thank you sincerely for your prayers. Do you remember the last night of our testimony month? That will be this evening at 6:30. Miss Margaret Russell from our Tandragee Church, very well known. Miss Russell, who has devoted her life to missionary work in Kenya, she will testify for us. Tell of how the Lord saved her, led her into the work on the mission field. So do plan to join with us and do let others know about that special testimony. We want to make you aware that our presbytery decided that our churches will resume public worship again at the beginning of March. So during this incoming week, we will be having our midweek prayer meeting here in the church. That will be on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And also there will be a service here next Sabbath morning, the Lord's Day, the 7th of March at 11:30. As of yet, there will be no evening service. We will have a broadcast in the evening time. We're going to have just a cautious approach to recommencing the services again, a phased approach. Just little by little, in the will of God, we'll be able to recommence some of the other services and meetings. So if you can join us, we would appreciate that. We're conscious that some are still being cautious, still shielding. But if you can, please join us for these meetings and pray for the Lord's hand to be upon the whole situation. And pray the Lord will overrule so that the meetings will be able to continue and there will be no further lockdowns required. We're going to turn in the Word of God. We invite you to take the Scriptures. Follow with us in the reading today. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Just a short section from verse 8 down to the end of verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. Let us hear the Word of the Lord. It says, "For we would not, brethren, have you to be ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also, helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." So just closing the reading there, the end of verse 11. And we pray the Lord will follow with his blessing today. This the public reading of his word. Let's just bow together in prayer. Ask for the Lord's blessing upon this message and upon this broadcast. Father, we seek thee at the throne of grace. Thank you for the privilege to be able to carry everything to God in prayer. Thank you for our Saviour, the one that sticketh closer than any brother. I want to pray, Father, we'd know the presence of the Saviour, even in the recording and the broadcast today. We want to ask that in all that we do, that he would be glorified, that he would be magnified, exalted, lifted up. The Saviour said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." We want to pray, Father, in all that we do in our lives, and in these broadcasts and our services, that Christ will have the preeminence. Thank you for the Bible, giving to us the Word of God. We ask thee, Father, come and open the book. Come and break the bread of life to us. We pray, Father, just that you'll be pleased to teach us today and speak to our hearts. Speak directly to all of our hearts. Challenge us, Father, today. We're mindful of the families of our church. Be with those especially that have loved ones on well. We ask thee to support them, uphold them. Remember the leaders of our denomination, the officers of presbytery, guide them and give them great wisdom. And Lord, as we come in your word to think particularly of the missionaries, we want to lift the missionary cause up and all our missionaries. Lord, be with them and keep your preserving hand upon them. So hear and answer these our prayers. We offer them in Jesus' name. Amen. You'll find our text in the final verse that we read from in the scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. It's one of those references easier to remember. 1:1:1, chapter 1, verse 11. Just the opening part of that verse especially, where it says, "Ye also, helping together by prayer for us." Remember, this is a great appeal of the Apostle Paul and his missionary labours, where he speaks of the believers helping together by prayer for us. The theme that I want us to consider in our Bible study this morning is the theme of remember the missionaries. I want to encourage you to do that at this time. And I want to encourage you especially to remember the missionaries at the throne of grace in prayer. A senior minister once said to me many years ago when we were labouring in Wales that we can do without many things in the work of God, but we cannot do without the prayers of God's people. I want to emphasise that. General Gordon, who is known as Gordon of Khartoum, he was a godly general in the British Army. He said on one occasion he valued the prayers of God's people more than all the wealth of the Sudan. Put great value upon the prayer support of God's people. And that's what I want to stress in this message today. The need to pray, brethren and sisters. The need to pray for others. And especially the need to pray for our missionaries. And especially the need to pray for our missionaries at this serious time of international crisis. I want to encourage you to pray for the missionaries personally. In other words, pray for them in your home, in your devotions, when you're having your quiet time, when you're having your family worship, your family altar. I want to encourage you even privately at home to set aside time to pray for the missionaries. Those missionaries that the Lord has laid upon your heart. And as well as that, we want to encourage you to pray for the missionaries publicly. If you take part in services, if you lead the services, lead in the opening prayer, and even the prayer meetings, whenever we're able to gather together in the Lord's house for the public prayer meetings, remember to pray for the missionaries. I want to urge you to do that, brethren and sisters. Don't forget them. Don't neglect the missionaries. Don't fail the missionaries in this vital part of the missionary support of the home church. If you remember Paul, the missionary, Paul, probably the greatest known missionary of all time. He is the example to follow in this regard. I encourage you, as you read through the New Testament, to note the many requests that Paul makes and the many comments or references that he makes with regard to praying for his missionary labours and praying for his missionary team. Think of what he wrote to the Thessalonian believers. Brethren, pray for us. That was a great appeal for prayer support for their missionary endeavour. And here also in our text, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 11, we have another such reference to praying for his missionary labours, when he says, "Ye also helping together by prayer for us." I want you to think of those words. What you learn here is you can help the missionary work, even here in the homeland. You can help the missionary work with your prayers. You can be a co-worker. You think of the missionaries that you love to hear of and love to meet and hear the reports. Well, you can be a co-worker with those missionaries. And you can be a co-worker in this way, by your prayers, by holding them up, holding the ropes for them at the throne of grace in prayer. So I want to stress, brethren and sisters, we need to pray. We need to pray more for our missionaries on the field. And I want to encourage you to do that in the message this morning. We're thinking primarily of those on the foreign field, but I want you to remember the missionaries, even that labour for the Lord on the home field as well. Let me highlight that prayer is not the only thing that you can do to help and support the missionaries. But the point I want to make is, it is the first thing that you should do in your support of the missionary cause and all the missionaries of the Church of Jesus Christ. You don't want to be in the embarrassing position whenever they come home on furlough and you meet them at a meeting at the church and maybe have the thought in your mind that you never prayed for them. Never once did you lift them up at the throne of grace. Let me ask you to think about the prayer cards. Those prayer cards, you should take them, you should display them in your home. They help to remind you of the missionaries, the places where they labour. Think of the prayer letters that are distributed. Many of those now can be distributed electronically. We want to urge you to get the prayer letters. We want to urge you to take and to read the prayer letters. Remember as well the Mission Board website, the Visionary or the Missionary section of the Vision magazine. All of these things help to present and to remind us of the need, give us the details so that we can pray more carefully, more deliberately, more specifically for the needs of our missionaries. One question that's often asked is, what do you pray for when you're thinking of praying for a missionary on the field? Well, one answer that we want to focus in on today, one answer is you should pray for their protection. Ask God to watch over our missionaries. Ask God to keep them safe. That's what we want to think of, especially in the message today. I want to mention to you some areas of missionary life where protection is needed, that we particularly, especially, specifically need to present before the Lord in prayer. First of all, let me say, missionaries need protection as they travel. Paul said a little later on in 2 Corinthians, he spoke about being in journeyings oft. Paul was in many missionary journeys. He covered much ground. He traveled a lot in the spread of the gospel. And the New Testament records and gives many details of the great journeys that the Apostle Paul engaged in and the blessing that rested upon those journeys. And so too it is with the missionaries in our day, in this modern society in which we find. There's a lot of travel that is still involved in missionary travel. In fact, it could be suggested and very well supported that there's more travel that is engaged in by our missionaries today than there was way back in the times of the New Testament. Think of the travel that a missionary engages in going back and forth to their country of service, air travel, which has significant danger attached to it. Think of their travels as they spread the gospel in that land to which the Lord has called them. Even when they're home on furlough, you think of their journeys back and forth to the churches, often driving home late at night in the dark, treacherous wintry evenings when sometimes there can be frost and heavy rain and so on. So we need to pray that the Lord will protect the missionaries as they travel. Pray for traveling mercies. We often use that expression. Lift it up before the Lord in prayer. Remember Paul when he was suggesting, proposing his journey to go to Rome to visit the believers there. He suggested or he requested that he would have a prosperous journey. And that's how we can pray. Remember, there's no better prayer petitions that can be presented than those that come from Scripture themselves. Pray for all our missionaries, that God will give them prosperous journeys. Dr. Bill Woods, beloved missionary, deeply respected in our churches. I remember him telling the story of the planes that were used to fly them into the Amazon region. I think the figures that he gave, as he told the story, of seven planes, he knew of four of those planes that had crashed. He was highlighting the danger of travel, of air travel, for them at that time into that Amazon region. Paul Fleming, a name you should be familiar with. Paul Fleming was one of the founders of New Tribes Missions. Died as a young man in a plane crash. It was a plane crash in the United States. They were on their way to South America for missionary work. He and I think there was 21 people in total that were killed in that plane crash. And that was the second significant plane crash that New Tribes had had that year. So it highlights again the dangers of travel. You think of the roads in the countries where many of our missionaries have, for example, in Africa. You've seen the pictures, you've seen the videos. The roads can be dangerous, they can be treacherous. There's the need of four-wheel drive vehicles, especially in what is known as the rainy season. So I want to urge you, brethren and sisters, to pray. And to pray in the words of the psalmist, Psalm 121, that the Lord will preserve our missionaries, preserve their going out and their coming in. Pray for protection as they travel. Do you remember the words that are related to the story of the prodigal son? That the servant told the elder brother that the father had received him safe and sound. What a lovely statement that is. We want our missionaries to be kept safe. We want them to be kept sound. No harm, no injury, no accident to come upon them. So pray for them as they travel. Another area where we need to pray for the protection of the missionaries is from sickness. How relevant that is at this time of pandemic. Let me highlight and stress, God's servants do get sick. They get sick from all types of illnesses, all types of disease. Some can be more serious than others. Remember the New Testament example of Epaphroditus? It says that he was sick nigh unto death. And remember, that was in the cause of the work of God, the cause of the gospel. And many others have been the same down through the years, down through the centuries. They have been nigh unto death in their labors for the spread of the gospel. That's especially true of those who live in foreign lands, in hot countries, where tropical diseases are rife. Diseases that can be very serious as far as their effects upon the lives of God's servants. If you think of some of the holiday experiences of sickness that you have had as you've traveled in foreign lands, and then just think for a moment and consider what it would be like to live there in those circumstances, facing those concerns and facing those dangers, the dangers of those diseases and sicknesses on a permanent basis. There are parts of Africa, particularly West Africa, known as the white man's graveyard. It's an indication just of how serious it can be to live there. If you read the biography of Bishop John Taylor Smith, for a time he was the Bishop of Sierra Leone in West Africa. They were on standing orders at that time. He was traveling with the British Army. They were not to drink water unless it was boiled or filtered. A man saw a spring, one of the soldiers, as they traveled. He saw this lovely clear spring, and he forgot about the orders. He was so thirsty, so keen for a drink, and he drank the water without boiling it and filtering, and he died that very day. The white man's graveyard there in West Africa. Think of some of our own missionaries. Thinking back even over the years, some have had to return home, and one of the main reasons, the major reasons they had to return home was because of sickness. Think as well of the children of the missionaries, how worrying that can be, the great burden upon their hearts as they live in that foreign land, not only concerned about their own health and well-being, but the health of their children too. In this context, keep in mind that when missionaries do fall sick in some of those foreign countries, that the medical care is not the best. It is not what we would be used to, the standard of what we would be used to in our own land and in our own country. At times they can be far from a doctor, far from a hospital, far from any medical help and any medical support. So is it any wonder that Paul, the man we're considering here, is it any wonder that he took the doctor with him on all of his missionary journeys. One of the most prominent members of Paul's missionary team was Luke, the beloved physician. He knew the dangers, even as an apostle. And remember, sometimes the apostle's ability to heal can be greatly overemphasized. But it's interesting that Paul took the doctor with him. Do you remember the words of John in his third epistle, thinking of that faithful servant of the church, Gaius? He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And I want to encourage you, pray for our missionaries. Follow the example of John there, and pray that our missionaries will be kept in good health. The final area that I'll mention, as we're thinking of praying for the safety, the protection of our missionaries, is from wicked men. Again, when Paul was writing to the Thessalonian believers, he exhorted them to pray that they would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. You think of those who oppose the cause of the gospel. You think of those who persecute the servants of Christ. And sometimes they do it with force. Sometimes they do it even with violence. So we need to pray. Keep that in mind. The devil can stir up opposition to the cause of the gospel in those foreign lands that can be very forceful indeed. So we need to pray that God will protect and deliver the missionaries from unreasonable and wicked men. Remember, Paul knew what he was talking about because he had been one of those unreasonable, wicked men before conversion. He had breathed out slaughter. Remember the words of the book of Acts. He had breathed out slaughter against the church and against the disciples of the Lord. So brethren and sisters, pray for protection. Pray that the missionaries will be protected from such people, from such men, from such attacks. Just to highlight for you, it's sad and solemn to realize it. A servant of the Lord spreading the gospel, bringing the good news, the message of the gospel, doing such good in dark lands. Even the servant of the Lord has been taken hostage. At times they've been imprisoned. And even at times they have been murdered by their attackers. Think of Ruby Gray that labored in the Congo alongside Bob and Alma McAllister. Think of the Parry family from South Wales again that labored with the McAllisters. Mr. Parry and his wife and two of their children were killed at that time back in 1964. Think as well of the story of the three Freds, a famous story that they labored in Brazil. They had a burden to reach the infamous Kayapo Indians with the message of the gospel and all lost their lives in doing so. That's a story to read if you've never done that before. Think of James Hannington from England in the 19th century, the pioneer missionary to Uganda that was martyred for the cause of the gospel. Good to read all of those stories. I want to encourage you to do that and to read more as well. In recent times, more modern times, think of the Burnhams. Some of you have heard the heard Mrs. Burnham in person tell the story, give her testimony. Remember that they labored in the Philippines for some 17 years. They were taken captive. They were held hostage. And in the gun battle, as the Filipino army sought to liberate them, Martin Burnham was shot and died as a result. So it can be very serious, men and women. Circumstances can be very serious for the missionary when the devil stirs up such opposition to them. So pray that God will be their keeper. Remember, in that Psalm 121, it says that the Lord is thy keeper, speaking of Israel. So pray the Lord will be their keeper. Pray the Lord will guard them and watch over them day by day. Think of that great promise of the Lord to Abraham that we've highlighted a number of times in recent weeks, when the Lord promised Abraham, "I am thy shield." The Lord would be his protection against the enemy attack. So here's some ways, brethren and sisters, that we can pray for the Lord's protection as they travel from sickness and from wicked men, wicked persons. Just to finish with this, often we complain, often we criticize, we say there's not much happening, in the Lord's work, not much happening in the mission field. We sometimes criticize and say, why did they come home from the mission field? We're quick to point the finger. Well, the question, men and women, is how well have you supported them, the missionaries, especially in the place of prayer? Perhaps some of the fault, maybe a lot of the fault, a lot of the blame lies with us, not with them. If we had prayed more, if we had prayed more for the Lord's blessing, then perhaps more work would have been done. If we had prayed more for the missionaries, there would have been more blessing. They would have been able to have stayed on the field longer than they had originally been able to do. So I want to highlight this to you. We can get so focused with what's going on here at home, we forget about what's taking place for the Lord, those that are serving the Lord in other lands. So don't forget about the missionaries, brethren and sisters, especially at the throne of grace in prayer. I felt that this would be an appropriate message to bring on this Lord's Day, especially with Miss Russell, such a faithful servant of the Lord, such one that has known the Lord's blessing upon her labors, as she comes to testify to us tonight, that this would be a good message to bring on such a Lord's Day. So don't forget about the missionaries. Ye also helping together by prayer for us. May God write this text and write this message upon every heart. So let's just a wee word of prayer together as we finish. Father, we lift our hearts to thee. We pray, give us a greater desire to pray, especially to pray for others. Give us a greater burden to remember the missionaries. We are mindful, Father, of all that serve thee on the foreign field. We pray for your preserving hand to be upon them. Preserve them from danger as they travel. Preserve them from sickness. Lord, preserve them from unreasonable and wicked men, those whose spirits the devil would stir up in vicious opposition against the cause of the gospel. Watch over them day by day. We pray that you'll use them. And Lord, we want to ask in these days in which we live that there will be a continual going forward and advancing in the witness of the missionary cause of the Church of Jesus Christ. We want to pray that you'll call out a people for your name from every nation and every kindred and every tribe and every tongue. So here these are prayers, Father, and abide with us all. Remember Miss Russell as she'll testify tonight. Pray you'll use that testimony and speak to many, bring them to Christ, and bring even young people to the place where they commit themselves to the service of the Master. Answer, Father, these are prayers. We offer them in Jesus' name. Amen.